So we did some research. I'm like, okay, how can we get this done in 5 minutes a day here? Like, how can I really reset my brain? Because we know that we have 60,000 thoughts. And of those thoughts, somewhere around 75% of them are repetitive and or negative. That's 43,000 thoughts that we want to take control of and we want to fix and, you know, guide us to where we're going and help us reach our dreams. And so that was the impetus, if you will, to creating the 6 journal prompts. And so we started with, and I'll give these to everybody, and I got a free download at the end too, but the 6 journal prompts are, today I will release, and just writing it out, right? Right on paper, right? We also know that when we put our brain into action with pencil or pen, that also helps rewire it. And that's the whole goal, is we want to attempt to rewire our brain.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, your host, and my guest today, Kim Rodney. She's chiming in from Milwaukee. Oh my gosh, I love her. She just has so much great energy. I'm excited to talk to her today. Her spirit is like already shining through. We've just been chatting for 10 minutes before we hopped on here. I want to give her some credit where credit's due. She is a certified high performance coach, a keynote speaker, and best-selling author of For the Love of Self, How to Change Your Mindset in Just 5 Minutes a Day. I'm so excited to talk about that. She has 25 years in real estate experience, 10 years in leadership management, and she's launched her business, which is a personal and professional development company called For the Love of. And today we're going to talk about her story, what caused her to slow down and have her shift and reassess life and really find her For the Love of. And so just really excited to have her here today. Kim, thanks so much for your time and welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. I've been so looking forward to this.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's dive in, because you've had, by the sounds of it, just an incredible life journey. Obviously, when it comes to your career, from real estate to coaching to authorship to your business, yet also a personal life journey. And so I'm just really curious, let's start with this, if you don't mind, your story around what inspired the creation of For the Love of, and just how did you know it was time to make that shift?
Woo, yes. So my forced slowdown took place in January of 2022. I was out in Breckenridge, Colorado, skiing with my groom of 27 years and my youngest daughter at that time. And I ended up taking a fall. And in normal sisterly fashion, my youngest daughter was Snapchatting pictures of mom down to her oldest sister, who was back in Wisconsin. It was all like, ha ha ha, mom down, mom is always down. But mom was not getting back up. And so I ended up breaking my tibia, my fibula, and fracturing my ankle. And so had to be taken down on a toboggan, went to the ER, and extended my stay in the hospital, and ended up getting rod and screws all in my leg, which did just that. It forced me to slow down. And to be quite honest, it was probably the first real extended slowdown that I had in 25 years. And I really honestly didn't know what to do with myself besides binge watch Golden Girls. And yes, I'm dating myself. I'm 52 and it was an obsession of mine. I was like, I'm just going to watch Golden Girls. And I had a little bit of an epiphany where at this time I was also knocking on the age of 50. I thought to myself, do I really want to do with the second half of my best life? I was coming from being in 10 years in a CEO, very stressful broker management position. I was running a multi-million dollar real estate brokerage and just go, go, go. Had a staff of 6, 183 associates that were all running their little businesses. And during that slowdown, I took some time to really remind myself of who I was. So I visited all of those assessments that we take when we're in leadership or entrepreneurship I went and I pulled out my disc. I pulled out my Enneagram. I pulled out my strength finders. I took some more. I was like, what's my animal spirit? And where does Dave Ramsey say I should be working? But I really read it and marinated in it versus just skimming it. Sometimes when we read about ourselves, we're like, yeah, I know I'm ID. I know I'm rapid. And just really thought to myself, okay, what am I really naturally good at if I decide to make the decision to do something different? And so that was the first trickle, if you will, on I think I might want to do something else. And so that's how it started. And then eventually, after 10 weeks of no weight bearing and a whole bunch of recovery, I ended up going back to work. And it took a little bit for me to admit that I wanted to do something else. And in November of 2022, I gave a 2-month notice. Luckily, my husband is super supportive because I was leaving a CEO salaried position to go start something. And I just went for it. And I said, I'm just going to go start my own business. And that's how For the Love Up was born.
Oh my gosh. I love that. And congrats on having the courage to take that leap of faith, because you were leaving a massive safety net, right? Stepping into the unknown. And I'm sure people around you thought, I'm sure you had people who supported you and people who thought you were crazy.
Oh, 100%. Yes, you got it.
Right. And so I'm curious. Okay. So, well, here's my question. I have a few questions, but why do you call it For the Love Of? Like, where did that come from? What does that mean to live your life for the love of?
Yeah, thank you. So originally when I started my company, it was For the Love Of coaching. I knew that I was going to coach. That's what I was doing the last 10 years, even in my CEO position. I worked with the top real estate agents in my brokerage, those that were grossing six figures to over $1 million. So It started with For the Love Of coaching, but I felt like that kind of wasn't that exciting. It pigeonholed me just on coaching as I kind of the evolution of my business grew. And then I was like, wait a second, it's For the Love Of, you get to decide, you get to fill in the blank. What does that mean to you? Is it for the love of being a great mama? Is it for the love of being an amazing CEO? Is it for the love of starting your own business? And so I took out the coaching and just decided that the mission of my company was, I am here to inspire you, empower you, and we want to make sure we inspire, empower, and promote action so you can find your For the Love Of and you get to fill in the blank. And so that's where it came about.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And so, okay, I love this For the Love Of. And I think that's the quest so many of us are on, is to really decide, like, what is my For the Love Of? Not based on what I should be doing, not based on what people think I success needs to look like. Like, what does it mean to me? And so I'm curious, as you made this transition, because I'm sure it wasn't just a decision and then you took that step. So for those who maybe are listening and who are in a space where they're in a challenge or they're wanting to slow down and don't know how, or, you know, they had a similar experience where they're just wanting change or transition, what are some mindset shifts? Like, you know, you talk about like you had a forced slowdown and then you made this decision to transition. What was the mindset shifts that you had to adopt to be able to do that, to go and have that courageous leap of faith, to trust yourself? That, like, you're stepping into the unknown and there's just so much uncertainty. Like I said, you're leaving your safety net. So what are some mindset shifts that you would share with those who are listening that they can maybe adopt or lean into that you went through?
I love that question. First of all, tactically, I had to have support from my spouse. We had two kids and we didn't want to give up the lifestyle that we were living. And so that was one, to have the sit down conversation. Honey, you sit down, I have an idea. He's always like, okay, great. Let me get a drink. We have an idea. Here we go, girl. So that was one. The second thing, or I should say what I started to do. So January 1st, 2023 is when I started my business, is I committed to three things. I committed to one, that I would immediately hire a social media director, because I was going to take on, which I'm still on Instagram. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So that was one. I committed immediately. The second thing I committed to is my word of the year. So that time I chose the word confidence and I created a vision board. I read it. I wrote out what does confidence mean to me internally as well as externally. And then the third thing that I decided to do was to every day get my mindset right by journaling. And I had been a fighter about journaling. I'm a doer. I'm a very high D. I'm very rapid. I just do. I just give me the task. Tell me what to do. I'll go do it. But they who are smarter than me, you and I were talking about Dan Martell from the Mel Robbins to the, we could go on and on about they who are like 10 steps ahead of me, always talk about it starts with your mindset. And so I had been an inconsistent, consistent journaler, meaning I'd go to a conference. I'd be like, give me the journal. I would do it for 3 days. And then I would read Miracle Mornings and I'm going to do the Savers and all these things. Right. And I said, no, you're going to do it every day, every day. And so I just had this tiny little dollar notebook. I had 3 journal prompts that I would write out every single day, starting day one. And that's what I did. But here's what happened. And here's when it changed. So I was about 3 weeks into my journey and a girlfriend texted me and she said, hey, Kim, I'd really like to start this new habit. And the only person that I trust is you. And I just want to work on the belief of myself. And I said, I'm doing this journaling thing that they say is going to work. And how about we do this? We journal these 3 journal prompts every day and we send each other pictures to hold each other accountable. Like we go to the gym with a friend for accountability, but what are we doing for accountability when it comes to minds? She was like, okay, this sounds amazing. Let's do it. My girlfriend, Cindy, was diagnosed with ALS in 2020. We are right now recording this podcast in 2025. By all accounts, she should not be alive anymore, but she is. Now she's fighting. She's working with integrative medicine, a lot of things that probably, I know they're not covered under insurance, so on, because she's choosing to live her best life. And the way that her best life is, she is in a wheelchair. And when she sends me her journal entries, she speaks on an eye gaze, meaning she looks with her eyes on an iPad because she can actually no longer speak with her voice, and she types the words. And so what had happened was I started sharing her story with my coaching clients. And it was like, you got to trust me. You got to do this one thing. It doesn't mean you're not taking action towards your goal, right? We're not like just sitting on our journals and being like, well, look at me, I'm making 100,000. But just trust me. I was like, just start with this. And so I started sharing our story. And then Kelly, unsolicited, people would send me pictures of their journal entries. Mm. So I told them the story, but I didn't really know that's what would happen with it. And it was working. And what was happening is she was changing her perception of herself. I was changing the perception of myself. We were, you know, our reality of what we were doing was changing. All these things were starting to happen. And that's how actually For the Love of Self, my published journal, was born, which I didn't plan on doing. It just happened. That makes sense.
Yes. So. Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, what an impactful story. Thank you for sharing that. And just really, truly the power of journaling or doing these things. And I like to think that, you know, journaling really is such a phenomenal way to build a relationship with self, because I think I have the answers within and sometimes we search for them out there. And so it's almost like I think of journaling like having a conversation with myself. And I love that you talk about that because, you know, I have a ton of people that come onto this podcast so successful in their own right across the board. And what is just so glaringly obvious to me all the time when I say, what are you doing that's working for fulfillment and success? It's always back to the basics. It's journaling. It's reviewing your goals. It's like, it's, you talk about Hal Elrod and the Savers, right? Like, I love that. So it's reading. It's these simple things, yet doing it, like you shared, consistently, not inconsistently, consistently. So doing it consistently. And I love your story and the power of just how it had transformation for your friend and for yourself. And now you're attracting, right, people who are craving that same thing. So I'm curious, when you found For the Love of Coaching for yourself and you decided you were going to have this transition, how did you choose that career path for yourself? How did you know for yourself you wanted to have a personal and professional development company and that that was going to be your lane and your passion?
Such a good question. First of all, I knew I needed to make money. Okay, so I really took a look back and looked back at where I was the most successful, where I felt I had energy, where it might have felt easy, right? Like a natural easy, and what I enjoyed doing. And they call that your ikigai. If you do any research on ikigai, it's how do you find something you're naturally good at, passionate about, and can make money, right? Because we can all be really great at something, and there's no judgment if you have a passion or you have a purpose and you don't need to make money. But I needed to make money month one, period. There was no choice. That's also why I pulled the Band-Aid and completely retired. I was like, nope, no choice, because I know that's what works for me for motivation. And so that's what I've looked at. And it kept coming up over and over again that, okay, great. I'm really comfortable speaking or being on stage. I'm energized by that. It gives me energy, but comfortable asking questions and digging in and coming up with a plan. I am I'm a little addicted to learning, like at a really high level. I'm told that I can take in information at a very quick speed, right? Listen to a podcast in 2.0, read 3 books, take the notes, make the note cards. I write on these little note cards and then teach to it, right? Coach to it. And so that's what I did. And it does go back to the four slowdown, really where the creativeness comes in or where we can do self-discovery is when we are in peace mode with ourselves, which we know in today's world, we don't do enough. Oh my gosh, my 21-year-old doesn't even know how to sit in the doctor's waiting room without a phone in her hand. And I'm like, could you just sit there? Like, could we just have a moment? Because our brains need the peace to be creative. And so that's what I did. I got into my creative soul. I listened. And then also somebody said something to me. So I happened to be at a class and somebody had asked me, so what are you going to do? And this was during my 2 months notice. And so I was still in the real estate industry. And I said, I don't know, maybe I'm going to myself with a coaching company. Maybe I'm going to find somebody who's looking for a coach in their business. And she said, why would you do that? Hire you as a coach. And this is somebody who probably makes $500,000 a year in her real estate business. So we're talking a really top real estate mm-hmm. agent. I'm like, you would? She's like, yes, I would. And so it also was a matter of I needed that validation. I didn't realize I needed that validation. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, come on. I am coming with 25 years of experience, 10 years in leadership. Like, I have the experience to figure this out. And so for anybody who's looking for something, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, or you're in the corporate world, you are coming to the table with experience. It's looking at the experience and the things that you've done and how you can take that and get creative with it and mold it so that it is in your gift and your genius zone, as they say. And so that's kind of how it started. And then I'll be honest, what I did in the beginning was month one, I pro bono coached people. So that person who said that to me, I said, okay, you said it. I'll coach you. I won't even charge you. Because I was like, yes, I need to make money, but I also need to do my craft. Mm-hmm. I need to be coaching to become a better coach. So I went and looked for 3 people, different industries. I said, let me coach. And then what I did is I called every single person I knew. I had 32, I will never forget, January of 2023, I had 32 hour long, I called them discovery calls, and practiced what I was going to do and then closed. I got to the end and I'm like, well, this has been amazing. So do you want to hire me? And that's what I did. Like, I jumped into the pool. I was like, okay, who cares if I have a website? Who cares if I have a business card? Who cares if I have a business logo? Right now, I got to go do the craft. I got to do the work, get the money, get the business, get the momentum so that I have the confidence so I can move forward and continue to refine.
Oh, I love everything you just shared. Thank you. And, you know, I wanted to ask, how do people start to find their For the Love Of? But in you sharing your story, you answered it. And oh my gosh. And I love how, like, just so many things you just shared, like, start selling before you build, like, get into the trenches, like start to hone your craft, like, through the repetition. I'm sure after the first discovery call you had, you were probably nervous and scared. By the 32 one, you're like, whatever, are you hiring me or what, right? Like, I always tell people the first one, it's going to be your best yet because it's your first. But your problem, you have to enjoy the suck, right? Where you got to be bad before you could be good. But I'm sure by 32, you're like, I'm doing this. This is who I am.
Yeah. It's like you in this podcast. Like, you're amazing what you're doing. What is the average podcaster have, like, 10 and then they leave, or 20, because they don't realize, oh, it is work. Like, you know, you got to do it. And so look at how much better you are today versus your first one. You
100%.
Know, it's the do. I think I read somewhere, I'd have to go pull out like one of my little note cards for billionaires. I think it's, I know what it is. Brendan Burchard. I don't know if you follow Brendan Burchard at all, but he wrote High Performance Habits, and that's who I got certified as a high performance coach. He coaches 4 billionaires with a B, people, 4 billionaires. Okay. And he had asked them the question, what makes you different? Like, how do you become a billionaire? And they had said, it is the assertiveness of taking the action when you only have 50 to 60% of the information. Mm-hmm. Because the success always will move you forward to the next. And so sometimes we can get all stuck up in our head. And let's be honest, information is, we're in the information overload. I'm on a podcast. I'm a fan of podcasts. My number one strength is learner. Like, I can like listen like nobody's business and read. But because we have so much information at our fingertips, and we're getting so much data, we're trying to collect all the perfect data before we do. And so I thought that was a really interesting insight.
I love that insight because it almost gives people permission, like that question, like, but I don't know what the outcome's going to be, or I want to know, I don't know what the outcome's going to be. Or, you know, a lot of people will want to get into action, but they're scared of not knowing. There's the fear, all that stuff. But it's, I love what you just shared. So it's like the assertiveness, just trust that you only need a certain percentage of information. And as you get into action, the rest of what you need to know to keep moving forward will unfold, right? And that's what happened with your journey, which is so cool. And now here you are with this thriving business impacting so many people. And so I'm curious, I wanna switch gears a little bit and ask, because you wrote this book, and I love that your book is all about, what was the tagline here? So how to change your mindset in just 5 minutes a day. And so that's really powerful. So what's one 5 minute mindset habit or practice that's had that impact? Is that the journaling? Is that the 5 minutes a day? Or maybe just speak to that.
Yeah. So I was, in the beginning, I had taken some journal prompts from a podcast I listened to and was just copying them. And then when I was like, oh my goodness, maybe like I should publish this. And it also doesn't hurt that my sister's a publisher, so I could be pushed over the edge to do that. So we did some research. I'm like, okay, how can we get this done in 5 minutes a day here? Like, how can I really reset my brain? Because we know that we have 60,000 thoughts. And of those thoughts, somewhere around 75% of them are repetitive and or negative. That's 43,000 thoughts that we want to take control of, and we want to fix and, you know, guide us to where we're going and help us reach our dreams. And so that was the impetus, if you will, to creating the six journal prompts. And so we started with, and I'll give these to everybody, and I got a free download at the end too, but the six journal prompts are, today I will release, and just writing it out, right? Right on paper, right? We also know that when we put our brain into action with pencil or pen, that also helps rewire it. And that's the whole goal, is we want to attempt to rewire our brain. So today I will release. Today I will release the argument I had with my spouse. Today I will release the sales, you know, whatever. Let's say we're in real estate, the deal that I lost. Maybe I'll release the 10 extra pounds I gained over the holiday. I don't know. We just write it out. Or maybe we're writing out something really serious and we need to write it out every day. And then, of course, today I will take in gratitude for, right? Take it in. And I actually give a prompt of breathe out your release and breathe in what you're taking in. And then the third one is, today my core focus is, because yes, as much as I'm about inspiration, empowerment, we also want the action. So what is my core focus? Is my core focus to take a break after 90 minutes? Is core focus to follow my time block? What is my core focus? And then the last three were also to just shift your brain and what it says. The next one is, today I get to. I get to versus I have to, because I get to implies opportunity versus obligation. I get to go pick up the kids from the soccer game, because otherwise we're always, I have to. I get to, as I always laugh, pick up another rotisserie chicken because I don't know what's for dinner for the 10,000th time. I get to. And then the next one is I am. We know that when we say an I am statement, I also, at first I coach to, I am bold, I am healing, I am confident, a word. And then after doing a little bit more research, and because I like to maximize my time, I also now write out a future statement in my I am. I am running a multi-million dollar women-owned business, you know, that's making a difference all over the world, or whatever it might be. And so we can kind of maximize that statement and almost make it like a mini affirmation, right? Or a mini manifestation. And then the next last one is, I will make 10 more sales calls. I will DM. I will whatever it might be, again, for the action. That's the 5 minutes daily. That's the, like, and I've timed it over and over and over and over again. It does take less than 5 minutes. It does. And if you don't like something, it's not resonating with you. Sometimes I'm like, I don't got time to release. I'm feeling really good. I might skip it. There's no wrong or right. You get to make it your own. But that's the middle section of the journal. There's actually three sections, but that's the piece that's the daily that takes less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I love that, because everyone can do 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone can do 5 minutes. And what have you noticed since you've been implementing this for a couple years now? What shifts have you seen for yourself personally and professionally by taking this 5 minutes a day for yourself?
It's been life-changing, and I wish I would have followed through like 25 years ago. You know, we all do the best that we can given the phase of our life that we're in. Honestly, what I have noticed is what other people have told me, right? So the hearing it from my coaching clients who are like, hey, Kim, like, this really does reset my brain every day, and I miss it when I don't have it. Or I really like this statement, right? Like, some people really resonate with one journal prompt versus another journal prompt. I like that you give me the prompt so I don't have to think about what I'm going to journal. And so for me, what has been the most impactful is, because I'm not going to lie, this sounds all like fluffy and perfect, but I'm kind of a mess behind the screen. I don't got it all going on. I mean, there are sometimes I only journal 3 times a week or 2 times a week or whatever it might be. But when I hear that it's affecting somebody else and they're feeling more confident in their world, they're moving forward and actually taking the right action and focusing on what's most important, that's been the biggest impact for me.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think it reminds me, like, I really just resonate with your whole story and message, because I just came out of a season 2 years ago. I didn't have a forced slowdown, yet I was overworked. I was on verge of exhaustion. I was on verge of burnout, working 15 hours a day. Similar, where I didn't know how to slow down, right? Like, it was just in my DNA to go, 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 go. And my business fell apart and went backwards. So that was my aha, where I was like, okay, it's time for a change. And I actually say my stories from hustle to harmony, because I gave up that hustle culture of, I just need to be working 15 hours a day and do more to get the things that I desire. And, you know, as you're talking, I went through this whole transition in the last year and a half, and it has been messy, yet it's been healing, around how to just allow myself to have calm in my life, allow myself to have time in my life, and find my for the love of. And so I'm just curious, what guidance would you give? And it sounds like, you know, you had to force one. Mine could almost be considered forced, like my whole business fell apart, you know, as living in South Africa. It's a crazy story. It's for another day. Yet, what would you share to, I know you work with a lot of women and a lot of moms. And so we all, you don't have to be an entrepreneur to be, you know, putting in 15 hours a day, or to be in overwhelm, or to feel overworked, and to just be in that space where you don't know how to slow down. Like, you just, you don't know how. It sounds so simple. Like, just slow down, start journaling. Like, so what guidance would you give for people to even start to take that step? Because when I started to slow down, I had so much anxiety in my body, I didn't even know it was there, because I'd never been slow enough to realize it was there. So it was a process. So I'm just curious what you would share on how to even start to slow down, where you don't have to wait for a reason to, like, something bad happens, or your health takes a hit, or, you know, you are forced to. Like, how can people just start to do it now?
Oh, gosh, we could just talk about this part for hours. And especially if you are women 40 or older, because obviously our hormones change, and we, our cortisol increases, and all of these things. Like, there's so many great reasons to learn how to be with yourself in the calm. And just like anything, when you're attempting to create a new habit, because it is a habit that you're in when you're addicted to chaos and drama. I was addicted to chaos and drama. I was a problem solver. I loved it when somebody would come to my office, knock on the door, and be like, hey, help me. And I even had a chair in my office. I was like, sit down in my chair. Let's do it. Bring me the drama. And so it's addicting, right? And your body only knows how to work on that frenzy. And so, first of all, give yourself grace. Thank yourself for you've made it this far. And then tiny. And especially for women, and women who are moms, is what I do today is not what I could have done if I had little children. My kids are now 21 and 23, right? There's no way I could have taken 2.5 hours every morning. I now take 2.5 hours every morning for myself, for my entire morning routine. But I could have taken 15 minutes, right? And so even if you could get up 15 minutes earlier, that means you probably need to go to bed a half hour earlier, right? It all starts with that. Even if you could have that, even if you could finish your coffee while it was still warm, we sometimes think it needs to be huge. Like, well, I got to go on this yoga retreat, and then I got to go in the sauna, and then I got to go in the cold plunge, and then I got to do this, and then I got to whatever. It's like, if you're really, really looking to make a lifestyle change, it's teeny tiny. And then one of the things I'm working right now on, which I'm really bad at, is actually taking mini breaks throughout the day. Oh my gosh, I feel bad if my coaching clients are listening, because I coach them all to this and I don't even follow it. This is real, work people. This
exactly. We're human beings too, working on ourselves.
And I'm working with a new nutritionist, and she's like, why did you not eat lunch? And I'm like, because I had 10 coaching calls and they were back to back. What do you mean, why didn't I have lunch? It's throughout the day, the minis. It's amazing how that can actually calm the cortisol and the nervous system, and just the minis. And meaning, like, maybe every 90 minutes, right? Just build it in. But you have to build it in, or have what's called a yoga meal. This is where you eat your lunch, not at your desk, somewhere else, not with your phone. You don't talk to anybody. You don't do anything. And you actually enjoy your food, whether that's 30 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever you can give. But we don't even do that. Like, we bring our food here. And so those are just tiny little tacticals that you can do that are not huge that can make a difference. And then you start becoming addicted to that. You first have, like, train yourself. Okay, wait, this is what it feels like. Or wait, I notice if I go for a 10-minute walk in the middle of the day, I come back and I'm more energetic. Oh, wait, I notice if I stand, like I have a standing desk, I usually stay on half the day. I then actually move my arms and move my hips and do whatever. And those are just simple little things that I recommend. Pick one, not all of them. I'm giving you these examples just so you can pick one and just start with one.
Yeah, I love those examples. You know, you and I actually, I feel like, are on similar paths of life, because I just took a coaching program around how to reset my hormones and all of this stuff. I'm 48, I'm in perimenopause.
Yeah.
And so much of what you just explained is what my coach was guiding us to do. Mm-hmm. Like the simple things, like to wake up and be still and just enjoy your coffee, to sit and not be eating at your desk while you're multitasking, like to be mindful of what's going into your mouth, to have those breaks so that you can just shift up and have your creativity. And so just everything you're sharing, and it's so true. There's so many things that we can do, and you just have to choose one or two for yourself and practice them, right? And give yourself that grace as you're building a new habit. And I'm curious, because I know you have a model as well on how to empower individuals to take charge of their lives. It's called the PRP model. What is that, and how does that support people?
Yes. Yeah, so that was part of the journaling journey with my dear friend, Cindy. And so if we rewind to what we were journaling, the P stands for perception, the R stands for reality, and then the second P stands for potential. And it's basically who you are, what you do, and how you act, right? And so we think about, for example, we get up in the morning, right? And maybe we choose to hit snooze 3 times. And as soon as we get out of bed, we're like, oh, girlfriend, you were going to work out, but you didn't. You're such a loser. Like, why didn't you do that? And then we're running behind. And then again, we're really stressed out. We're trying to get the family out of the door. We didn't pack our lunch. We're like, oh, I should have packed my lunch the night before. What has happened is then you are literally changing the perception that you have of yourself because of what you're saying to yourself, which ultimately is the reality of how you act, what you do, and who you are, right? So now you're acting as if you're constantly running behind, and you really are, right? And that is ultimately your potential. So if we rewind and we utilize the 6 journal prompts, the reason for the journal prompts are because we're wanting to change the perception that we have of ourselves, so that when we're walking around for that day, we're hitting our best potential. And that's the whole PRP model, and the whole kind of tie it together. Like, great, Kim, I'm going to do this journaling. Oh, great, I need another to do. And I'm not going to lie, in the beginning, it took me a while not to feel like it was a to do. In the beginning, I literally was like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So it took me a moment to actually then be like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. This is the why behind the journaling. And that's what the PRP model is.
It's brilliant. And it just helps you change your narrative, like you shared, and then change the outcome of what you're creating for yourself in your life, right? Stepping into that change and that new version of you. So I love that. It's so true. I'm curious, Kim, because I know everybody who's listening, they're going to want to learn more from you, like you talk about, right? Like, we learn from other people while we're going through our own growth journey. So where can people get a hold of you? Where can they find you? We will put, of course, your link for your book into the show notes and all of that info. But where can people find you, and what do you have available happening right now that maybe they can plug into?
Yes. So, okay. You can go to Flow Self. So FLO, like for love of. So flowself.com. Go there and you can get a free download from the journal. And on page, I always forget, 14 or 16, it has all the journal prompts, because there's a weekly setup. There's the daily that we talked about. And then there's also an end of the week slowdown. So go get that. Then you'll be in my ecosystem. Once or twice a month, I actually do have a free 30-minute micro course where I teach you how to use the journal. And so once you get on there, then you'll get that information and you can certainly sign up for that. And then kimrogne.com, R-O-G-N-E, and Instagram is my main handle. And if you go to kimrogne.com, I'm sure I have some other free downloads or you can get a good gist of what I have going on. And I also have my schedule on there. If you ever want to schedule just a 30-minute conversation around it, go do that. And that's it. Keeping it simple. Then, of course, you can find For the Love of Self on Amazon.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Everybody, go and follow Kim. Get in her ecosystem. A great place to be. You're changing lives. You're supporting people, empowering people. I love it. Okay. I have just a few. I always like to ask three last questions to wrap up. Just kind of short answer. So, you know, you've had this journey. I'm curious today, sitting here, what is your definition of success for yourself?
Oh, first of all, my definition of success, and I'm going to actually read it because I have it on a little cue card here, is in relation to really getting in touch with yourself. And so I'm going to read this. So high performance living, or success, we'll call it, is the ongoing feeling. So like take that word in as a recovering high D. It's hard for me to actually admit I have feelings. High performance living is the ongoing feeling of full engagement, joy, and confidence that comes from consistently living from your best self. Really yours and nobody else's without comparison, and actually being fully engaged when you're in the moment, wherever that might be, even if it's just having a yoga meal lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. I love that. It's a recovering. That's so funny. That's so funny. No, that's awesome. Okay, so my next question. So my tagline is Unleashing Greatness Within on my podcast. So what would three tips you would give the listeners to unleash their inner greatness?
So good. One, well, we've already talked about this, to unleash your inner greatness. In order to do that, you have to have clarity. What really brings you joy? And in order to have clarity, you probably have to slow down and marinate and think and be with yourself. The second thing I would say is when we're going to go seek clarity, it would be doing it without guilt or comparison. And so we know that we're in a world where we're constantly comparing ourselves to others and doing the should ofs, like, oh, I should have this, I should have that. No, you get to decide. Then the last one is breathing. And so I know that goes along with slowdown, but it's amazing at how much we're holding our breath and our shoulders are up, and it's just putting your shoulders down and taking a moment to actually inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth and breathe.
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. Okay, last question. What would you say to the listeners would be a call to action on something they can do when they hop off this episode and implement this week into their life based on your message today?
Love that. Pick one thing. We gave a lot of examples. One thing for the slowdown, just one, and keep it tinier than what you think, right? It's like, we don't go run the marathon today, but can you somewhere within your day give yourself 15 minutes a piece just with your thoughts?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Go do one thing, everyone. Kim, just thank you for being here. Thank you for your message. Thanks for empowering people to find what they're for the love of is and live, you know, the version of their best life and success and happiness and joy. You're definitely out there being the example, and just so grateful to meet you. Love your energy. You have the best energy, and just really grateful that you're on that. Yeah, you really do. And just, you know, go and follow Kim, everybody. Go and check her out. I'm going to check that out and start doing those journal prompts, because I would like to not be inconsistently consistent. I would also like to be consistent. And so I'm going to use your journal prompts to support that habit, because I know it's going to benefit me like it has you and so many other people. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Tanya, and this is Julie, and we are the founders of Coach Corp, your all-in-one solution for building and scaling a successful coaching business.
At Coach Corp, we provide you with everything you need in one place. You can house your courses, manage memberships, run email campaigns, and create stunning websites and funnels, all with our easy-to-use platform.
And it's not just about the software. We offer built-in coaching and mentorship, helping you implement best practices from certified NLP practitioners and story brand coaches. And that's just scratching the surface of what's inside.
And that's why we're excited to sponsor the Entrepreneurial Elevation podcast with Kelly Beveridge. Kelly is a thought leader who inspires and elevates entrepreneurs worldwide.
We believe in the power of community and continuous learning, and this podcast is a fantastic resource for any coach looking to truly grow their practice.
So join us on this journey. Tune into the Entrepreneurial Elevation podcast for insights and inspiration, and visit Coach Core to transform your coaching business today.
Coach Core, your path to coaching success.